Yeah, okay, so middle of the halacha is a bechor behema tahara, which is and then the next siman is also chamor. Not the most common shilas, if at all, common subjects. But after that, we get into more interesting subject of hilchos halva, of loans, stuff like that. Okay, so sif tes. So yeah, we're talking about a bechor. That's the firstborn, right? As we all know, firstborn of behemoths we're dealing with. Bechor bein tam bein bal mo also begiza b'avoda. This is where it gets so complicated to have a bechor nowadays, because whether it's a tam, whether it's a balmum, you're not allowed to how do you call it, giza, share it, b'avoda, you're not allowed to work with it. B'afilu nitlash mimenot tzemer mi'atzmei, and even if wool falls off the animal, that wool is asur bahana forever. But the wool that's on its body, if it gets shechted because it had a mum, hashchita materas gamas the tzemer, and then the shechita allows the tzemer, kamashi materas abasa v'asar, the same way it allows you to use the meat and the skin. Right? So basically, if you were to be stuck with the bechor, what do you do with that wool? The wool that falls off the animal, you can't do anything with it. And you can't even work with the animal either, because you might end up inadvertently cutting off the wool or being benefiting from the wool. Fine. Yura, b'chor ein lo heter ela b'mum. The only way to be allowed b'chor is with a mum. B'asur l'kantzit l'kipa, and is asur to put it into a kipa, means to a jail. That she almost mounts that it should die by itself. Meaning you would think, so if I have a b'chor, and I can't do anything with it, so I might as well just lock it up and let it die. Shum de mafsid kachim, no, because you're making kachim have a loss if you do that. Yud Aleph. Also lasis mum b'bechor, and you're not allowed to make a mum in the bechor either. Meaning, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch is going through all the options that you would want to do to try and get out of this headache, and each one he strikes down. You can't give it a mum either. Rafilu ligrim la mum, even to cause it to get a mum, you're not allowed. Kigoyin litin batzik al gabi oznoi. Let's say you want to put dough on its ear, kadesh yitlena hakela misham, that the dog will take it from there, v'yikta oznayimai, and then it'll also, meaning you're basically putting dough on its ear to get the dog to eat it, and then hope the dog bites the ear. Okay, yitzibizan, similar things, aisha amr la'akam, lasais lay mum, or you ask a guy to make a mum, also, it is also to do that. But you are allowed to give it over to a guy to bring it up or to watch it. And then if he decides and if he ends up making a mum on it, then it would be okay. Okay, yud beis halakeach behema me'akum. Let's say somebody buys a payment from a guy. We don't know if it gave birth or not. This was actually yesterday's daf or 2 days ago's daf. The yalda ata be'beis Yisrael, and now it gave birth in the yid's house. Hareza suffik b'char. That is a suffik b'char. Afilu akam masiach l'fitumai, and even if the guy masiach l'fitumai, meaning he doesn't, when you ask him, so he's not believed, but he just happens to mention shekfar yaldal, that meaning he happens to say, oh, you know, this is my second born animal. So you say, okay, so this, what's the shaila? So le'mahani, it does not help. V'gam ha'simonim shebesitke karnayim le'mahani, and even the simonim that are in the cracks of the animal's horns don't help to figure it out. Meaning, this is talking about that people think that an animal that gives birth, that has horns, if the more births it has, the more cracks in the horns. So he's saying that that's a farce. Afilim hi chalevis, and even if it's milking, loimahani, it still doesn't help to prove anything. Elim kein ryan shemenika egel, you have to see it actually nursing a calf. Im hi chalevis, and if it is making milk, and even the akum asiach levitumei, saying with his innocence, meaning when he's saying with in his innocence, means he's not saying it to praise what he's selling. And he says already gave birth, mahani beparis, that it helps with cows, it doesn't help with goats. Right? Meaning he's saying a combination of reasons to believe that it's not a bechor is okay. All right, but it doesn't work by goats. But you need a farmer for all this stuff to understand what exactly the nuances are about all this. Kahanim and Levim are also chayiv with the bechor behema Torah, meaning by bechor of an Adam, of a human bechor, Kahanim and Levim are not part of that. All right. But Bechor Behema Tahira they are. Elisha Kain Mafrisho Ma'akfilazim. Kain has to separate it, but he can give it to himself. But he has to keep the Kedusha of the Bechor, like we've been saying before. You can't benefit from it, etc. etc. If a guy has shutfis, a partnership with Yisrael, and somebody who gets a behema from a guy, Lagadla, to braise it, for shiachliku so that they're going to split it, peturim and a bechira, the pater from bechira, we mentioned this last week, should never petel kol rechem and b'nei Yisrael. It says a peter that has to be redeemed from a bechar, from b'nei Yisrael, actually a kol me Yisrael, until the whole thing has to be from a Yisrael. But nachem a kabo behemah me Yisrael, and a guy who gets a behemah from Yisrael, legato, to bring it up, and that they're going to split up the vlodis, that way it doesn't help. I mean, it only helps with the guy to the year, not from the year to the guy. If you want to be potter, you have to sell the mother to a guy. Now, this gets to, and we mentioned it last week, but here's the main crux of it, and this is why we don't hear about these cases at all. Mitzvah limkor la'akum is a behemah tahira. It's actually a mitzvah to sell the gut to sell to the guy a behemah tahira, or that he should become a partner before he gives birth, in order to exempt him from bechor, and then you don't have this whole issue. Ah, but when you do that, you're getting rid of the kedusha of the bechor. This is better. So that he shouldn't, it's better that way than people are going to end up messing up by with the hair, with the wool, I'm sorry, and using the animal. You're going to end up messing it up. It's a very interesting thing. That means normally we're not supposed to be memayed in the Kedusha of a Bechor or any sort of Hekdesh, but here we're trying to head off a potential issue, which is that you're going to end up messing up with this animal. So better that you should sell it, and it's even a mitzvah. And if you give the fetus, if you give the fetus to the guy, doesn't help, since it's not something that exists in the world yet. Aim, you have to actually give it the mother. But the kidney should be in this way. Yashves, you should make yourself equal with the guy, meaning come to an agreement on mechira, on the price of the parah. And you also have to rent him the place that the parah is standing. Ba'akim yitin lo pruta, and that guy will give him a pruta. V'yarmel lo Yisrael, and Yisrael will tell the guy, "Bezua pruta tikne es ha'makom asher ha'parah imed ha'shama." I'm giving you, I'm selling you, or renting you the place that this animal is standing on. Ba'makom hazeh yiknu l'cha ha'parah, and that place you're going to be kind of the parah. A yasakein, or you could do the other way. Shalach shehishvu asatzmei am bechira parah. After they agree on the price of the parah, yitin la'akam pruta. The guy gives a pruta. V'gam yimshech ha'akam as a parah l'rishusay l'simta, and then the guy pulls it to his property, or into like a corner of the rishusarabim. V'kaina isa the beshicha with mice, and then he's kind of with pulling it and with money. This gets into the whole. This is why the mechiras chametz is so complicated. Because how do you get a guy to acquire things from the yid? And then even if he gives it back to the yid, we don't care, because as long as he made the kinyan and he made the proper kinyanim, now it belongs to the guy, and or at least a partnership with the guy, and therefore you're out of the whole bechor, which is exactly what farmers do nowadays when they realize that they have a bechor. They just do this and they sell it to a guy. Okay, Simon Kufayin Ches Hilchus Peter Chamor. The halachas of Peter Chamor. So Peter Chamor is okay. Let's see what the Kitzur says about it. Yisrael yolda bechor. Yisrael has a donkey, and the donkey had a boy. Mitzvah liftaisi. It's a mitzvah mipaydi. What kind of play do I say? And how much are you paid it? Meaning, how are you paid it? Pesemin, aksavim. I mean, I ease him. You did it with either you with a goat or sheep. Bein zachar, bein nekeva, whether it's a zachar or nekeva. Bein gadol, bein katan, whether it's old or young. Bein tam, bein bal mum, whether it's complete or it has a mum. Uvachalei a trefa, as long as it shouldn't be a trefa. Uvachalei shachut, and it shouldn't be shechted. Uvachalei ben pekua, and it can't be a ben pekua. Ben pekua is when you have an animal that gets shechted, and then there's a fetus in there that's alive, and you pull it out. That's a ben pekua. Yitin as a seh l'kayin. Then what you do is you give the seh to the kayin, and then that's how you paid it. And when you chayav to do the pidyon, mishivaled from when it's born ad sheyamis until it dies. Ela shamitzvah liftoise miyad, but the mitzvah is to be paid it right away. In order not to leave the mitzvah. And after you redeem it, harehu biyad Yisrael chulin gemurin, then it becomes totally, goes totally out to chulin.
What happened?
I don't know.
Okay, so miyad, so beis miyad kishehifrish esatleh. Immediately, when you are mafish, when you separate the tleh, she atachas a peter chamor, that it should be under the peter chamor, nasa a peter chamor chulin, then the peter chamor goes out to chulin, afilu kainu shenasa esatleh. Even before you give the tleh to the kainu. Therefore, right when you separate mavarach hasher kedeshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu al pidyon peter chamor, so that's the bracha. You see these pictures of the rebbes; they get very into it. It's not so common. So when they do pidyon peter chamor, it becomes a big thing. Gimel kainu shenifta aser b'hana. Before you paid it, so then this chamor is aser b'hana. And even if he already gave it to the kohen, gam kohen also l'shtamish by, the kohen is also to use it. At sheyifta I say,
Bill, he required it.
Yikach has a sell atzmai, and then keeps the seh for himself. He makes kohenim shenifta, and if he died or if it died before it was redeemed, you cover. Then you just have to bury it. You don't have to burn it, but you have to bury it because it has kedusha to it since it was never. It was never redeemed. Okay. We will stop. That's what we're up to, right? That's what we got up to?
Gimel, end of Gimel, yeah.
All right. Have a fine night, everybody. Sorry for the.